Prabhupada Morning Walk, Los Angeles, April 20th, 1973.
Does it mean the man is behaving in such?
No.
So their conclusion is like this. God, they see the insects are coming from the sky, so from matter is life itself. This is their logic. This ball will have faith. Tandula district man. Everything is discussed. Tandula district man. You know Tandul district man?
No.
Tandul means rice.
Rice?
Rice. No. And district means scorpion. The scorpion enter within the heaps of rice and lay their eggs. And by the heat of the rice, they ananas, Devi district, come out. And when they are coming out of the tandoor rice, the rascals are thinking that the rice is begetting the district. They do not know the inner secrecy, that another district, scorpion, has laid down the eggs within the rice, and by the fermentation of the heat of the rice, the eggs are fructified and the living entity comes. Everyone is intelligent enough what to find out food, what to lie down, ahara nidra, how to have sex. Everyone is intelligent. Even a small insect deprives, I think, at night, that sex, one fly after another. Everyone knows. That's the inborn quality of the living creature. Ahara nidra vaya vaishnanta samarnamen tattva sulidana. The only special significance of human being is that he has got special intelligence to understand what is absolute truth. Atma Brahma Jigyasa. Therefore, his first duty is to know the absolute truth, not waste time for eating sleepingness. The modern material civilization is wasting time. So far advancement of material comforts. Simply wasting. Nidra yate naktam babayana sabhavaya. They are wasting time at night either by sleeping or by sexual intercourse. Jiva chate haya rajan kutumbha bharanena. And during daytime, simply, where is money, where is money, where is money? And as soon as they get money, they spend it for kutumbha bharan. For maintaining the family. This is their business. The sum total of modern civilization. And if they can practice a nice path, that is the success of their life. kutumba bharane nama. Not only for himself, for his wife, for his children, if he has got three cars. Just like our Mukunda Maharaj is doing, he's earning $1,000 and spending in cars. That is his Krishna consciousness. Rascal boy is so much captivated with the rascal girl. He's thinking that he's happy. He's spoiling his life. Atma-sanyamesha, atma-sanyamesha, pramatya tasya nidanam pasharitapina pasya. Vihapatya, viha means body, apatya means illness, vihapatya, palatra, palatra means white. We have a couple of times. Heartless and nation. He thinks they are my soldiers. I fight with nature, struggle for existence. And they will save me. We have a couple of times. Heartless and nation. A first to be. Although he knows that they will not exist. Still, he is so mad. Pramatya tasya nidhanam. He knows they will not exist. His soldiers will not be able to help me. Pasannati na pasya. He sees and still he does not see. Pasannati na pasya. He knows by practical experience that this society, friendship, love, nation, nobody can save. But still he thinks that they will save. Just like when you in the aeroplane, there are many thousands of aeroplane orders. But when your aeroplane is in danger, nobody can save. You have to save yourself, otherwise you go to hell. Similarly, we have to save ourselves individually by Krishna consciousness. What this material advancement will save me? If the material advancement and knowledge can save anyone from death, is it possible? Real problem, dukkha-dosha-nidarshanam. Real problem means past, death, old age and disease. So what is material advancement of science? They will help in this connection. They will blast, yes, in the future. Blessing. Past, present, future, never they will be able to help. It's still that proud, yes. And the future is a good. Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, Sutappa, Just discover so many gently fly like the birds are flying all together. There is no pollution. They can go in full force. There is no pollution. They haven't got even intelligence like the birds and the clouds. The small birds, they fly together, flock together. With great force, they will not fly. It can be scientists arrange flying like that. Here is all smashed. It's still that part of intelligence. What intelligence is that? You're less intelligent than the birds.
Yes, also to walk.
Huh?
Yes, thousands of them not flying with the cars. They're always fighting.
Yeah.
The living entities, when the soul is inside the body, they are much more flexible than the aeroplanes or cars that met by the
wings. Yes. The aeroplane wings, that picks up. But the bird wings, he can do that. Even they can do like that. Where is the theory? It is already there. Many millions and thousands.
In the physical sciences, there's a branch called thermodynamics that deals with the transfer of heat and energy in different forms. So there are three laws. It's called first law, second law, and the third law. First law deals with the conservation of energy in different forms. And the second law is stated that the energy of the universe is constant.
The
entropy, that means the randomness of the all natural spontaneously occurring natural processes always increase. The randomness
means that they are studying the laws very nicely. That's good. But they should appreciate that he has made this law. That is their difference. The studying how the laws of nature is working. That's not but they should appreciate at the same time who made such subtle law that they are watching so nicely. That is our goal. We do not only study the law and appreciate it, but we study the lawmaker. That is the difference between ourselves and the so-called self. They are like poor fund of knowledge. They cannot appreciate that there is a law of maker of the subtle world. That is it. That is called poor fund. And as soon as we accept lawmaker, we have to accept that he is a person. He has got brain. Therefore, he can make laws. Just like the great ocean is working. But there is a law, it cannot come here. Although there is potency, at any second it can come out of the But there is a law. That state law. After this, no one has to you have to stop. Similarly, there is law of God, where there is order, you mighty ocean, you cannot come beyond this. This is yours. There is sun, you must rise at sapas, at 5 o'clock in the morning. Yes. This is law. You must rise on the eastern star. Yes, sir. Not individually, sometimes this side, sometimes that side, sometimes that side. Cannot do. That is law of nature. And behind the law of nature, there is the order giver, lawmaker. This is purpose. Maya dhapse, prakriti, shriyati, sukarasanam. Under my supervision, the laws of nature is working. This is interesting. We are tracking, we are teaching people this interesting. You don't be cracked that your studying of the laws of nature is easy. You don't say that. We say, not so much, this is imperfect. Go forward, still. And that is perfection. You are a science student. By your scientific knowledge, you prove that behind these laws, there is this. Then your scientific knowledge is perfect. Either from me, chemical department or physical department or electrical department, any department, it doesn't matter. Through that department you go to the ultimate center. Because here is center and there are so many spokes. So whichever spoke you have, you come to the center. That is your purpose. Spokes may be of different direction. Like the center is Krishna. energy, central energy. Atapungi vijat sreshta varnasana bhagata sanuskyasya dharmasya samusiddhi harikota. This living entity, that's right. They were intelligent. Their men are coming, he said, it's masked. The plan, credentials, defense, aharanidra bhayam, defense measure. They know how to defend themselves in their own way. Similarly, they know how to eat, and similarly, they know how to sleep. But what is the difference between this insect and me? I can talk of God, I can understand God. It cannot. That is it. I can study Vedic literature. So many facilities for me. But all these facilities, all this intelligence, I'm utilizing for the same purpose, eating, sleeping, sex, and defense. Therefore it is useless, waste of time, waste of life, valuable life. What is there? Benefit. Suppose you are studying that this law is working like that, this law is working like that. Better. You cannot help. You cannot change the law. You are under the law. So what is the benefit simply by study?
There is some pleasure. Just knowing the law.
That is sense gratification. That is sense gratification. Sesam Klesana Yavabhu Sishtha. For that sense gratification, he is working so hard, spending so much money. But the result is that taking labor is there. No benefit, no other benefit. Tesham Klesala Yavabhu Sishtha. Nannat Jatha Suya Kushabhu Ghatina. It's like you have taken the rice from the paddy. So now it is only skin. And if you try to employ the machine, Reki, what is called?
Thank you.
Reki. What will get? Only dhag-dhag-dhag-dhag-dhag-dhag-dhag-dhag. But the rice is already taken. So there, labor is being spoiled in that way. Then, pleasure. For the pleasure's sake, they are spoiling the human facilities. This is their intelligence. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jaravidyasa mayara vaibhav tamara bhajane bhava. Anitya samsare moha janmaya jivke paraya ghata. This jaravidya, this material science, is simply a hindrance to our progress of spiritual life. All these reluctant scientists, they deny God. That is their business. That's why you said yesterday that somebody was accepting God and the other scientist is not. Now it is insult. So, already they are in oblivion. They cannot understand what is God. And these reptiles are making them more and more reptiles. There is no God. By their scientific research, the reptiles are becoming more reptiles. As they are becoming captivated, this is pleasure. So what pleasure will do it? Therefore, they are gadha. They are gadha, And that's eating Dhamma. That is the Shravan. Jaravidya Sama. It is expansion of Maya's illusory energy. The so-called scientific advancement is simply expanding the influence of Maya's illusory energy. They are already rascals and fools, and still they are being named rascals and fools. So they are forgetting their real purpose of life, and the whole human life is gone. This is the result of so-called scientific advance.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur also says that the modern education makes man just like an ass.
That is an excuse. What is Paul? Anthropology?
Paul.
That is?
Current or mathematics?
Archaeologist? No, anthropology. There is a department.
Anthropology? That is what it is. Stalls.
This is.
Stalls.
Anthropology. It is a false theory, and upon this, so many universities are spending money for this. False. Rascal theory. In this way, they are wasting money. Pramayavai kevalam. Abhishekha Buddha.
They always have to revise their theories, because about every few years they find something new which contradicts everything they said before.
That is an injury.
They think that's progress.
Yes, progress in one sense, because they're right there making little progress.
Advancing the wrong direction.
Because real progress is when they will understand that we are right there. That is it, self. And they don't understand that we are all fools and us. That is the real part. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented himself, that my Guru Maharaj found me rascal number one.
Yes.
That is real part.
Science is nearing that space.
Because they are going to access that they are all that skills. That is the real part. Bhavanam janmanavante jnanamam prapatyate. Oh, after many births of Raskalda, when it comes to Krishna and Karanda, yes, Vasudeva Sarvam, he is everything. And that is their knowledge.
group of scientists are now working on the idea that before we start anything, I should think.
Now there is this little alien where we are. Here we are. Impossible to get something
right.
I'm certain.
Yes.
Here we are. Everything is answered. That is little angel. That? How to find out the patterns?
Scientists, they claim that the discoveries are accidental and incidental, by accident, by chance.
That means that things
in many instances when they try to find out something, they do not find the real one that they want. But in between, along the way, they find something else. So that is why they call it by accident. Because they didn't aim for that, but somehow they get it along the way.
How to keep pace with the different ways. They know how to do it. They are not afraid of the different ways.
They know that the wave is coming.
Huh?
They run because they know that the wave is coming.
And they know how to go forward and come back. Who has taught them this discipline? Krishna is there, really. Sarvatkacahamritikandhisya matasmatikjanamapuhanamsya. Krishna is dictating. Now go forward. Now come back. Here is your food.
This is it.
Sarvatkacahamritikandhisya matasmatikjanamapuhanamsya. He's giving direction in every human being. But when a human being he gives direction, if he surrenders, that go this way, he'll come to me. Buddhijyogangadamitam jinamam uvajyantit. And that is humanism. So far this lower animals are concerned, they are being given intelligence, how to eat, how to sleep, how to mate, how to defend. But a human being, if he engages himself in the service of the Lord, then God will give him to him how to come back to home. This is stated in Bhagavad. That is the condition. Sesam satagujuttana satatana priti purva. Only to those who are engaged in devotional service with love and faith, I give you intelligence how to come back to home. Therefore, after coming to human form of body, we must awaken our intelligence about understanding the Supreme Lord. And if we take up the process sincerely with love, then Lord within will give invitation to come this way, come this way, come this way. Otherwise not. The first condition is Tisham Satatujitthana. Therefore, we are trying to engage all our disciples to be engaged 24 hours in devotional service. Then his life will be successful. That is our Krishna consciousness moment. Satata. Satata means always, constant. That's why you are walking, but you are engaged in Krishna consciousness. Others are walking, they are wasting time. But we are walking, but at the same time we are engaged in Krishna consciousness. We are eating, we are engaged in Krishna consciousness. They are sleeping, they are engaged, they are watching, always. Then Krishna will see, now he is serious. Let him have some intelligence, how he can come back to home. This is the point. And the pleasure of sense gratification. Oh, that is also know how to do it by the hogs and dogs. You know? The hogs are eating everything up to stool for sense gratification. So the human being, if they have no discrimination, they can eat anything and everything for sense gratification. They are no better than hogs. What is the difference between hogs and human beings? The hog has no discrimination of eating. Anything it will eat, up to stew. So if a human being becomes like hog, without any discrimination, will eat anything. So that is advancement of civilization. The advancement of becoming hog. That's all. And the life, actually. See, it is the life hog.
In worship, what?
That is advancement. After taking so much university education, they have learned how to love hogs. That's the difference. They are living within this sand. How these rascals are speaking. That because in the moon planet there is sand only, there is no living in. How we can believe?
See practically,
they do not go to the garden, they live within sand. How can they? Some acrobatic feats. Still there is no things.
Smart.
So that is smartness you involve. Even now a small boy. And still you are proud of that smartness. Walter goes up and he can see everything. But when you go to the airplane up, you cannot see where is your home. Huh? Is it not? They can find out 4 miles, 5 miles away where is the cross. Immediately the cross. What is this building?
We're going to have a festival here on next month.
Oh, that's nice. What do they charge?
Well, if you don't charge anything, they don't charge you anything for using it.
Oh, they don't charge?
No, if you don't charge people for coming to the function, they don't charge you for using the place.
That's nice.
Owned by the city.
It's good. We can hold meetings, distribute prasad. Discovered computer machine and put some sand within it, let it count. Not very much. A handful of sand and put it. The machine will stop. Machine is no more working.
Computer will reject.
Huh?
Computer will reject, saying that I cannot do it.
That is it?
Yes. Something is not possible.
Then it is imperfect. If he cannot count, reject, then it is imperfect. Hare Rama, Hare
Rama.
Huh?
They would estimate.
What is that estimate? Estimate how many?
They cannot count perfectly, so they estimate.
Rough idea. On the east side, it is more pleasant than in the park. Is it not? Grace here. Yeah. This is right round. Bicycle route. The car looks like governor's car.
What's
the time now?
45 seconds.
Oh.